Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for Tavshintei Beis. This is our very last VOD for this year. And Amir Tashem, we will not be learning, obviously, a week from today. It's Rosh Hashanah, Amir Tashem. And we'll resume on Erev Yom Kippur, B'li Neder and Be'ezras Hashem. That's 2 weeks from today. It's the 24th of El, Chof Dar El, Tavshintei Beis. It's the Chofetz Chaim's Yortzeit. And it's Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. And thank you so much, Mr. Jake Wyman, Mr. Mitch Green, and the Plotskers. And I want to also give a special thank you to my wife for being so supportive, my in-laws, and all the others who join us and support us so much. Thank you very, very much. We're continuing to learn about Bitochon in Mesilas Yesharim. And Mesilas Yesharim picks up and says, Al Zeh Nemar, about all the trepidations and anxieties and fears, what did David HaMelech tell us in Tehillim? Tehillim Perek Lamed Zayin. V'tach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem, v'asei tov, and do good. We're going to dissect this pasuk and examine it. Shechon Aretz, or Shechon Eretz, dwell in the land. Stay where you are, u're'ei emunah, and pasture or enjoy the rewards of your faith. This pasuk in Tehillim we're going to study in a little bit while, but the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, I'm sorry, David HaMelech is telling us that when you trust in Hashem, that is a prerequisite to be able to move forward in life, and that's how you can do good. And then he tells us the Mesilas Yesharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, based on the pasuk that David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Klalo Shel Davar, the main idea is, Tzarech Sheyasim Ha'adam Es Atzmo, a person needs to place himself, Arai Ba'olam, temporary in this world, impermanent. What does it mean, Arai Ba'olam? All the worldly distractions, the things that bog us down and make us spiritually lethargic, they should not be the main focus. They should be something we can put aside, put it on the back burner, lock it up for now, deal with it later, if at all. That's called Arai Ba'olam B'Kavua Ba'avoda, and permanent, anchored in Avodas Hashem. So when I say to myself, what is my main involvement, my preoccupation? What is my obsession? It's supposed to be avoda, avoda Hashem. What is secondary that aids me in performing that avoda? That's the olam hazad. Those are the worldly endeavors that I do. And those distractions, they're only supposed to help me, not hinder me. Yisrat sevi is topic, says the Mesilas Yesharim. A person should be pleased and he should be satisfied. He's stapkus. B'chol inyani ha'olam, in all worldly matters, material things, b'mashem is damela, or it makes itself available to him. What does he mean by that? It means that we're not supposed to be searching and striving for more and more perfection in gashmias, because then it becomes a distraction. Yikach min abba b'yado, the yikach, and a person should take min abba b'yado, from what comes in his hand. What does that mean? Where does the expression come from? Who can tell me? What parsha that's in? It says, somebody took min haba biyado. It says, Yaakov Avinu, vayikach min haba biyado mincha le'esav achiv. When Yaakov was giving a present to Esav, so there's an interesting expression the Torah uses. He took from what came in his hand, meaning what was available, what he found. And it's interesting, it says, mincha le'esav achiv, when we need to give presents to Esav, meaning when we need to go ahead and get involved in worldly endeavors and undertakings. It should be min haba biyado. It should be from what comes in a person's hand, what is available, meaning to a degree we're not supposed to be fixated on olam hazeh, on this world, on its problems, its distractions, its undertakings, its endeavors, its ishtadlios, all those types of things are not supposed to be central in life. They're supposed to help us, and they're supposed to be a catalyst and a springboard for us to be propelled in ruchnias. And that's how Yaakov did when it came to, even though he's trying to pacify Esav, Vayikach min abba biyado, Yiyarachok min hamanucha. Now the next statement of the Ramchal is extremely inspiring and empowering, because in order for a person to have bitachon, the Chafetz Chaim told us that a person on the battlefield is supposed to not be afraid. What should he be involved with? Concentrating on the task at hand. And then the person is able to see through and to make it safely back from the battle. And that's what the Ramchal is saying now. Rachok min hamanucha. The people who are happiest, most accomplished, most tranquil, are the people who don't try to always be resting and relaxing. Further from rest, the karov l'malacha v'amal, closer to work and exertion and toil. What we mean is the busier we are, then often the happier we are, the more serene and tranquil we are, because we're accomplished. Human beings want to accomplish. Hashem made us this way. It doesn't mean we shouldn't rest and have recreation and relaxation. That's obviously definitely necessary, and we can't move on without it. Our brains get tired sometimes. We can't learn. Even men, we're supposed to learn all the time, according to some interpretations of the pasuk in Yeshua, Gisavo Yomam Valoila, day and night. But sometimes our brain power needs to recharge. So that's all important. But that's not the main endeavor in this world. Rachok min hamanucha. The further a person is from restfulness, karov l'malacha v'amal, closer to work and toil, that will be a happier person. That's going to be a more satisfied person. Because the person is, when do we feel satisfied? We're gratified when we accomplish. And there's plenty to accomplish in this world. And the person's heart should be anchored, well established, trusting in Hashem. The person should be able to depend on himself or herself. I know that I can trust in Hashem. I know I can make it through this. And the person shouldn't be afraid of what's going to happen in this time and in the person's life and the encounters of life. Don't let that be a focus. Move forward. Plod forward and accomplish more and more. That's supposed to be our main focus. We'll wake up in the morning. There are things I could do today. Yes, there are things that give me anxiety. That's not what I'm going to focus on. The Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, Rabbi Cheskel Sarna, wrote a pirush, a commentary on the Mesilas Yesharim. And he talks about bitachon. What does the Mesilas Yesharim mean when he talks about bitachon? It's a maila elyona. It is a very lofty trait. It's a very important, central, fundamental quality, hanidreshes min ha'adam, that is needed. A person has to have it, sheyivtach al Hashem, that he should trust on Hashem. That's its intrinsic value. But there's something else noteworthy about bitachon. Milvad ha'maila atzma, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarna. Besides for this quality, this mida, this virtue itself, hu gam tenai kodem l'maseh ha'mitzvos. It is also a prerequisite. It's a preface that comes before mitzvah observance. Just like, l'havdil, we take algebra before geometry, geometry before trigonometry. That's how it was in New York when I was in yeshiva in high school. It's the same here. Without bitachon, you can't move to the next step. In order to move forward, you have to take the prerequisites. Bitachon is a prerequisite besides its intrinsic value. It also leads us to what comes afterward. What comes afterward? Ma'aseh mitzvot, the actions that we do. Bilado lo yitachen kiyum ha-mitzvah. If we don't have bitachon, we're absolutely stuck. We're paralyzed with anxiety and fear and trepidation, and we're not able to move forward. We're immobilized. So what we need to do is have bitachon in order to move further, to move on. And the way that Rabbi Cheskel Sarna understands this is because the pasuk in Tehillim that David HaMelech said, "Betach b'Hashem." Only then, Vasei Tov, you could do good. Only if you trust in Hashem, you'll be able to move forward and do good. We're moving forward to a new year now. Tavshin Pei Gimel. In order to get to that new year, we have to have Betach Bashem. We have to establish ourselves and be immersed in Bitachon. And then, Vasei Tov, we can do good, new, wonderful things, great things. And that's how Moshe Chaim Lutzato is explaining the pasuk in Tehillim according to Rabbi Cheskel Sarna. Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov, sherak al yedei bitachon, that only through trust in Hashem, bitachon v'Hashem tuchal lasos tov. So let's just recap that. Besides the intrinsic value of bitachon, that it's a mida that gives us menuchas hanefesh, serenity, tranquility, peace of mind, it's so central, so fundamental for that. But number two, it's a prerequisite to move on, to move further, to push further. And as we come to another year, we should think, put these things behind us, all the shortcomings and the downfalls, whatever we saw, let's just move further now. Aseh tov. And then Rabbi Cheskel Sarna explains, we've talked about two types of fear. There was yira and pachad. In the very, very beginning, 17 gatherings ago, the first Vad, because today, Baruch Hashem, We find ourselves, Bli Ayin Hara, on number 17. And remember, 17 is gematria of the word Tov. That means we're in a very wonderful, good setting today. And we're in a good place, Baruch Hashem. But 17 vadim ago, we started out by saying that on the battlefield, lo sira mehem. It says in Parshas Shoftim, we're not supposed to be afraid. That was a lesson of Yira. And then we talked about the Malbim's study of Pachad. And we said, Pachad means fear of the unknown. We're going to look at that right now. What's going to happen? I don't know what's going to be. That's something we're supposed to try to avoid because it's really not beneficial to us. It's actually detrimental. It slows us down. But what's Yira? If you look at the word Yira, there's another shoresh in there, another root that's very conspicuous in the word Yira. And what is that? It's a lashon of seeing. So the difference between Yira and Pachad, Yira is, don't be afraid of what you see, what is apparently very intimidating and frightening and threatening, like on the battlefield. Lo sira mehem. There are people shooting. Lo sira mehem. That you're not allowed to be afraid of. Don't be afraid of. And then we talked about last time not to have Pachad. And we said that Pachad is also something to be avoided. But what is Pachad? That's fear of things that we don't see. We also have to, for sure, we have to avoid that. And the Messiah Sicharim had said, Mafsideh HaZrizus, the things that stop us from being propelled forward in Avodas Hashem. One of them is Rov HaPachad, when a person has tremendous amounts of Pachad. So Rav Yecheskel Sarnit tells us, when it comes to war, when it says, Lo Sira Mehem, you shouldn't be afraid, Ula HaRabbeinu Yona, Hulav Gomor, it's actually a negative commandment on the battlefield. You're not allowed to be afraid on the battlefield. Just think about it. In the middle of a war, if somebody loses his resolve and his courage, that definitely hurts everybody else's morale. And we're not supposed to bring ourselves down and everybody else with us, which, by the way, in general, it's kedai to try to have a seir panim yafos, like it says in Avos, a smile and a very positive look on our faces, if possible, a countenance, because that's contagious. Let's try to spread the contagious smiles and simcha and bitachon and amunah this year, because we're supposed to really spread that positivity. On the battlefield, chas v'shalom, when a person's afraid, then what happens is his fear becomes contagious. And that's why on a battlefield, the Rishonim say it's literally a los hase. It's a prohibition for the person to be afraid while he's fighting on the battle, because that can destroy everybody's morale. That's how we started out 17 sessions ago. So Rabbi Cheskel Sarna says, and now we're going to connect, the first session was today, is number 17. That was Lo Sira Mehem. There are things that look very scary, very intimidating, very threatening. Lo Sira Mehem. The Mefarshim said, don't be afraid of them. It's what you see. It's like Roeh. You see it. I see it. I see that it looks scary. Lo Sira Mehem. There's no need to be afraid of them. Because Hashem is with you, it says. The Mashiach Muhammad, the Kohen anointed for war, in Parsha Shoftim says, don't be afraid because Hashem is with you. The Oren Kodesh is with you. All of us, we could be a Mikdash, a Mishkan, a Mizbeach, the Mesillas Yesharim said earlier, later. For us, it was early. We talked about it, but it's later in the Sefer. When he talks about Kedusha. We can all be like an army that goes out on the battlefield, and the Aron Kodesh with the Luchos is with us. We have the Shechina with us. We have the Hashem with us. That's with the things that are apparently, clearly, conspicuously, in our faces, frightening. And even those things, it says, Lo Sira Mehem. We can enter a new year fearlessly. We can go ahead and trust in Hashem and cling to Hashem. And then there's the Pachad part. Says Rabbi Cheskel Sarna, Pachad has to do with imagination. And not only did it say Lo Sira, don't be afraid of things that you see, which, by the way, that included not only fighting enemy armies in war, but also fighting against the Yetzirah and fighting through or working through challenges and things that face us each day. Sus v'richbo shaha Yetzirah. There's the horses and the chariots of the Yetzirah also. Many Mefarshim say this in Parsha Shoftim, that it's about that. But the truth is that if a person would say, which person, is it more understandable, is going to be afraid? The person on a battlefield or the person who's afraid of a battle maybe happening sometime? Obviously, it makes more sense to be afraid of visible danger, conspicuous danger. But even there it says, we're not supposed to be afraid, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarna. They're mitziusiyim, he says. They're found. They're present. And those things, I'll read you the Lashon. It says, Lo od shebe melchama, halo sus berachav or berechav mitziusim heim. They are there. They are present. But toldos hazman that the Mesillas Yesharim talks about, what's going to happen? What's going to be the result? Ufagav, evil encounters of life, aharov dimyonim heim. They're in the imagination. Now let's talk about this for a minute. He says it's an illusion. There are a lot of illusions in life. The illusions are, what will be if those illusions, he says, they're demonium, they're imaginary. Now, again, we have to mention there are psychiatric conditions that people have, and they need to be treated medically. There's no question about it. There's also ones that are not as severe, ones that every human being can deal with. And even patients, and I said last time I spoke to an MD, a psychiatrist, about it, even patients who do have those conditions also have some work to do besides medicine and counseling and therapy and everything. There's also something every person has to do. But certainly, the average person, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarna, can be immersed in what's called dimyonim, things that are imaginary. They're illusions. All these things. I'm going into a new year. What am I afraid of? So he says, let's stop being afraid of all that because they're dimyonim. And that's pachad. Pachad is the things that haven't even happened yet, and they could happen. I know there are people who have traumatic experiences they've gone through, chas v'shalom. Many people are like this. Every person has had challenges and sorrows. But now we're moving forward. As we move forward, how do I look at the future? I'm supposed to look at the future in a bright way without illusions and imagination. These are from the imaginations of the Yetzer Hara. A person might say, yeah, but it happened in the past. Isn't it going to happen again? No, it doesn't have to be that way. Let's be optimistic. And that's what the difference between Yira and Pachad. We shouldn't have Yira from what we see, and we shouldn't have Pachad from what's in our imagination, our illusions. We have to avoid both of them. And in fact, we're going to study the Pasuk. Let's look at the Pasuk in Tehillim now, that's the Mesillas Yesharim quoted, Perek Lamed Zayin. B'tach b'Hashem b'asei tov. Trust in Hashem and do good. What does Rashi say? Rashi says it has to do with money. This is a great time to talk about it now. Tzedakah. This is a time of tzedakah. We know the Sfarim tell us we never, ever, ever lose from giving tzedakah. Okay, there's one limit. The Gemara Ksuba says, Be'usha hiskinu shamavazvez ayavazvez yosem echomesh. There is a whole, don't give more than fifth of your money away. You don't want to become someone who needs tzedakah. But the rule is we don't lose from giving tzedakah. A person might say, Rashi tells us in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Gimel, Im lo egzol ve'egnov, if I don't steal, let's make it more practical, more realistic. If I don't evade taxes, then b'ma'as panit, how will I have enough money? If I don't cheat the government, how will I have enough money? Rashi says that David Melech is telling us that that's not the correct attitude. No, you will have enough money. How about this one? Oh, etain la'ani tzedakah. If I give charity, how am I going to have enough money? This is not correct. It's inaccurate. It's not true. You're going to have enough money. You'll have more money. I mean, where does it say in Parshas Re'eh? Aser to aser is called tevo aser echa. So we know that aser to aser, aser bishvil shetis asher, it's a Gemara in Tainus. You should give meiser, give tzedakah, meiser ksafim, even though the money tied is not the main topic in that pasuk. It's about agricultural, but we learn out that there's an inyan of meiser ksafim. A person should say b'li neder in any level of meiser ksafim when they give a tithe of their money, but it leads only to affluence and to wealth, and not just meiser. The Aruch HaShulchan says some people think, oh, it's only meiser gets you more money. It's not true. It's all tzedakah gets you more money. It might not be right away, but we'll get the money back, and we'll get more and more money. So we should open our hands. So David HaMelech, when he says, B'tach b'Hashem b'asei tov, Rashi understands that it's about tzedakah. And I'll read you the whole Rashi now. B'tach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. The Al Tomar, don't say, Im lo egzol ve'egnov, if I don't steal and burglarize, O etain la'ani tzedakah, if I don't steal, or if I go and give tzedakah, the ma'as part is, how am I going to have enough money? So Rashi says, nope, shelf that attitude. That's not true at all. You're going to have plenty. Va'asei tov, do good. Then Rashi tells us, oz tishkon eretz la'orech yamin. Then you will dwell securely in your land for a long time. B'sir emunah. What does it mean you're going to, that's the lashon of roa. You're going to pasture on faith? What does that mean? Tochal b'sis parnes. You will eat. You will benefit. You will be sustained
from giving this tzedakah when anybody who gives tzedakah is automatically trusting in Hashem. I will kiss goodbye this money. Goodbye. And the Chazal called putting it on the horn of a deer. It runs away. Goodbye. That's the end of it. And I trust in Hashem, I'm going to have enough money. Tochal v'sisparnes mischar v'munah. You will be rewarded for the munah that you had, the faith. She'emanta b'kadosh baruch hu. That you believe in Hashem. Lismoch Allah b'lasos tov. So Rashi, this pasuk is largely about tzedakah. Trust in Hashem. It takes tzedakah to get more money and to have enough money. It takes bitachon to give that tzedakah. Just like Rabbi Chizkel Sarna said, prerequisite to opening up my wallet and giving tzedakah is bitachon. If I don't have bitachon, I can't give tzedakah. And by the way, if I don't have bitachon by nature, we already said this in the second, third, fourth week, then we know that if I just do it, just give the tzedakah, give the ma'aser, don't wait. If I do that, then that eventually it's going to eat away at me, at my lev ha'evin, my heart, which is like heart of stone, the Gemara says, and I'll be able to become a person who's a giving person. I'll be in the habit of giving tzedakah. Remember, it says in Avot Rabbi Nosson brings the pasuk, Avanim shachu kumayim. It says that water erodes the stone. When we learn Torah, we do mitzvot, it erodes that stone heart that we have, a lev ha'evin. There are other mefarshim in this pasuk that are really noteworthy. And in the next 5 minutes or so, I'm just going to share with you another couple of comments about this pasuk. There's a sefer called Tomas Ana. He explains, what do you mean trust in Hashem and do good? He brings from the Zohar. A person, again, he says it's about tzedakah. A person should give tzedakah. He shouldn't say, im etein zeh. If I give this tzedakah, ready for this? Ma ochal l'machar. What will I eat tomorrow? Tomorrow! No. V'zeo shomer b'tach b'ashem. Don't be too worried. Do our cabinets and freezers and refrigerators and pantries have to be full enough for the next how many months or years? Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be that way. If it's necessary, that's one thing. But if it's not, we have to realize, even if I don't see the food or the money there, Hashem has it. We already said, the pasuk in Treyasa says, Liyah kesef v'liyah zov amar Hashem tzevachos. Hashem has plenty of money. He has all the provisions. V'zeo shomer b'tach b'Hashem. That's what it means, trust in Hashem. Sh'yitein l'machar. Again, tomorrow he's going to give you ma'ashat ha'tzarech, what you need. V'asei tov v'ata. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Do good now. That's what it means, b'tach b'Hashem v'asei tov. Trust in Hashem. Open the wallet, write a check, send the money. It sounds like I'm making an appeal. I'm not collecting money right now. What I'm doing is I'm just selling what David HaMelech said. We're supposed to be sending money to the poor and to the most of the institutions, the places that need it, especially now, right before Rosh Hashanah. It's all about bitachon, the Mefarshim say. If we don't have enough bitachon, we won't give enough tzedakah. And don't worry about what am I going to have tomorrow. Hashem's going to give it to us. Shechon Eretz. And then he says, you should dwell in the land. What does it mean, dwell in the land? Izir al ha'anava, another mitzvah. David HaMelech warned us about, he urged us about being humble. The land. Sheyiyah anav ma'od. A person should be very humble. V'nafsho ke'afar tiyah. A person should be, humility doesn't mean I feel that I'm a nothing. No, I'm great. I could be great. It says, v'yig ba'libo b'darach Hashem. It says a person's supposed to feel pride in doing Hashem's mitzvot, but I don't think I'm superior to other people. And if somebody insults me, I'm not going to hold it against the person. There are manifestations of humility that we're supposed to embody and we're supposed to demonstrate. And that's what we're supposed to act the whole Indian of Anava. So that's what it means, ka'afar tiyah. Uvazet tiyah merkav la'shchina. You will be a chariot for the Shechina. So according to this Pirush, the pasuk is about tzedakah, because bitachon causes us to give, not just money, to give time. Oh, I'm worried I won't have enough time, so I don't have time to listen to my spouse talk to me. I don't have time for my kids and my parents. Stop and take a deep breath. B'tach b'Hashem. There'll be enough time. There'll be enough time to stay for the end of davening, for the slichos. There'll be enough time to daven the whole thing. There'll be enough time. Hashem will give you enough time. There's more than just monetary tzedakah. There's time, there's energy, there's patience. And of course, we already said, there's money. All the things we can give. We shouldn't be worried that there won't be enough. There won't be enough. There will be enough. Give, give. And Hashem will take care of you. That's the way the Mefarshim explain this pasuk. Give as we're supposed to give. B'tach b'Hashem v'asei tov. And finally,
We have one more pirush. I wanted to share with you something that the Malbim says about this pasuk. If you will trust in Hashem, betach b'Hashem, if you trust in Hashem, then your success will be genuine success for many reasons. Why? First of all, v'asei tov, do good. She'im bitchoncha, that with your trust in Hashem, ta'aseh tov, you'll perform good deeds. Lo hatzlachas hamireim sha'osim ra, not false success, not superficial success. Not success through shortcuts. Oh, I got more money because I didn't pay my taxes. I evaded the laws of the land by not paying as I should. No. It's by doing the right thing above board. Don't be worried and think we have to go in some secretive way and against the law, against the halacha, chas v'shalom. No. U'tnai ha'atzlacha she'edah ha'matzliach sh'masav tovim v'shu ro'oi el ha'atzlacha. I underline that. Part of hatzlacha is, the one who's successful, see, sometimes people feel inadequate. They feel inferior. No. I said the one condition of hatzlacha is, the person who's being successful, says the Malbim, is that he should realize that his good actions are there, they're genuine. B'shura oyel ha'atzlacha. A person shouldn't think, oh, I don't deserve any success. No, I deserve that success. If I work for Hashem, then I can ask Hashem for what I need. There are things that are reasonable to ask for, and I deserve the success. B'tach b'Hashem v'aseh tov, and then shchon eretz, you'll be able to dwell securely and with serenity. And you will enjoy the rewards of that. And he says, we don't need to be lavor yami munaharos, traveling all over the world, over oceans and seas, lavakesh sibos hatzlachasim. We shouldn't have to look too far for our hatzlacha. Tishkon eret, yitain tarpecha b'chor makom. Some people think, I won't be able to make it here. How am I going to live here? How am I going to survive here? It's not true. Yitin tarpecha b'chol makom. Hashem is not limited by location. It's not localized. It's anywhere that Hashem could support us. And finally, says the Malbim, a person who doesn't have enough bitachon in Hashem is always worried. Pen yechsar lachmo. Maybe he won't have enough food. Maybe he won't have enough money. And you know what happens to that person? He's otzer v'chones ve'eno nene mimenu. Ironically, there are people who have enough money, they have enough resources, they have enough family, they have enough everything, but they don't enjoy it. So maybe we're going to take, I'll take it with myself, look at what we have and enjoy it, benefit from it, because it's from Hashem. I shouldn't think of, well, maybe I need more, or what about next month, what about next year? Then I'm not enjoying, I'm not benefiting from what Hashem has given me so graciously. It's like it says in Koheles. There's some people who have everything, and they don't enjoy it. Let's just stop, take a deep breath, and look at the beauty of our lives. Look at the beauty of the things Hashem has given us. And Re'ei Emunah, he says, you'll be like a lamb who's grazing in pasture with plentiful resources. Sheroa, that he grazes. We're like Hashem's sheep. It says in Shir Shirim, as we know. U'mamin she'ahorim yatznichu tamid chatzir va'esef. That sheep has not one worry in the world because the shepherd's taking care of it. We're Hashem's sheep. Hashem's the shepherd. He's taking care of us. The mountains will grow enough grass for us. Hashem is going to provide that sustenance. This is the pasuk that Mesillas Yesharim brings that we've studied today. B'tach b'Hashem b'asei tov. Trust in Hashem and move forward with good deeds, with ma'asim tovim. Continue to grow. Continue to be matzliach. Have an upbeat attitude. Be optimistic. Smile. Work on our midos. Let's be busy when we can be busy. When we need to rest, of course we're going to rest. But then move forward afterward. Don't overdo it with resting because we need to be productive. That's what really makes us feel satisfied and gratified in life. Shechon Eretz Eyamuna. To be Hashem's ratzon, that we should have a kasiv v'chasim atova, and we should be mekayim b'simcha, b'muna, and b'tachon, re'ei amuna. We should be able to pasture on the rewards of the amuna and b'tachon we've worked on in the last 17 vadim, Baruch Hashem, b'ayin hara. And as we move forward, we're not going to be learning next week, it's Rosh Hashanah, but the week after that, Erev Yom Kippur, it's not the most convenient time for everybody. Well, I'm going to learn anyway. I'm working on my b'tachon. That's what we're trying to do here. So, Mirth Hashem, hopefully we'll join you then. Everyone should have a kasiyah b'chasiyah matovah. Thank you so much.